Welcome back to Matt Quinn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A very welcome development in the voting rights dispute. Very welcome development from Joe Manchin, of all people. Going to review the bidding here. Here's the status of it. There's H.R. 1 and S.B. 1, comprehensive voting reform that would take care of all the current problems. It would get rid of gerrymandering. This would be for federal elections, but states would not want to run, it's too expensive to run parallel elections later for state offices. There would be no gerrymandering. There would be absentee voting by mail, no excuse. There would be in-person early voting for a certain period of time. It would prevent people from being dragged off the voting rolls on pretexts. Does not interfere with the normal updating of voting rolls. It would make sure that there were functional machines for every set number of 1,000 people everywhere in the country. There wouldn't be long lines. And it would provide all the rules on how you verify that they're a voter. So these voter ID laws that are hard sometimes, if somebody doesn't own a car, let's be honest, your ID is your driver's license. Well, some people don't own cars, some people don't drive, they don't have driver's licenses, tend to be poorer people, older people, and sometimes what would happen in the states, they'd say, well, go down and get an ID, a state ID. Well, that's sort of a hassle. And they charge $20. We argue that that was a poll tax, so therefore they get rid of it. We can get it for free, go into the DMV or wherever you get it, and oh, there's the line for the state ID. It's very long. You don't have a car. You took a bus down. You work. It really impairs voting. So they took care of that. They took care of a lot of things. The problem is Joe Manchin and probably Kristen Sinema, who follow of Arizona. Joe's from West Virginia, who follows his lead. Joe Manchin has said, look, I give you guys a lot of tough votes for me back in West Virginia. Trump carried it by double digits and I win it, but I win it because they think I have their back. And, you know, I'm tempted to say to him, Joe, so that you have their back and they want what, less unemployment comp, which is what you did, because they think they're what, free market in West Virginia? You kidding me? And what? They don't mind being prevented from voting or something, but it's his calculus, okay? And the fact is that the guy is successful. He will not back the elimination of the filibuster. So there's a 60-vote margin. You're not going to get 60 votes. And the committees, which are all 50-50 now, with a Democratic chair, the committee vote on voter rights was 9-9. Well, Manchin came up with an idea that, frankly, is more radical than H.R. 1. And SB1 in one sense, although it doesn't give everything that they give. And he said, look, what happened with voting rights, and here's the background, the Congress had passed a law about the most racially abusive states, about 9 or 10 of them, largely in the South, and said they were under a voting receivership or protectorate. They couldn't make any changes to their laws unless it was reviewed by the Justice Department and determined it wasn't done to disadvantage minorities. The South chafed under that. They thought that it made them look bad. It thought that, you know, it was impinged on their state sovereignty. Why should we have to do it and not New York? Why should we have to do it and not Illinois? That kind of thing. So the Republican Supreme Court in the Shelby County versus Holder case threw it out. They threw it out in a very disingenuous way. 5-4, all Republicans threw it out. The four Democrats didn't. 5-4 has no legitimacy in my view. And they said falsely, the majority, well, things are different now. And the state surely wouldn't do that. The minute they did that, that gave leave to Texas, Georgia, Florida, all these states to do what they just did with voting rights. That's what they did. Manchin had a brilliant idea. He said that that Shelby County case, that Voting Rights Act from long ago, that it threw out, part of it was it treated states disparately. Southern states, basically Southern states, were treated like second-class citizens, and it hurt people's feelings. So why don't we repass the Voting Rights Act from long ago and apply it to all 50 states? So New York and California, if they want to make changes, they got to send it to the, in Wisconsin and Illinois, send it to the Justice Department, just like Mississippi and Alabama. Everybody saves face. Nobody's feelings are hurt. And they're only going to scrutinize it basically for impact on minorities. Now, here's the practical effect of that. There is one thing that it does not address. It will not address gerrymandering, because gerrymandering, unless it affects minority populations, the Supreme Court has already said they're not going to get involved in. However, there are some gerrymanders that were done to disable minority voters. And the way the Republicans solved that is through a different kind of gerrymandering, where they put all the minority voters in one district or two districts, and they get a minority congressman. But basically, it robs the Democrats of a couple of seats, because if they've been spread out over several congressional districts, the Dems would have won more, although it wasn't certain that there would be a minority congressman. That is a difficult issue to solve, and that's not the purpose of this discussion right now. But what a great idea. What a great idea. Every state, that means that Georgia, Florida, Texas, all these rules that you can't give a bottle of water to somebody in line if they're fainting, a pregnant woman, you can't do that in Georgia or Florida. And they're going to impose $10,000 fines on poll workers, these volunteer ladies, or maybe they get $100 for the day if they open the polls a minute late or a minute early, or they do a technical violation that'll only be enforced in large cities. All of that would go out. And Manchin will bust the filibuster on that one. Manchin will bust the filibuster on that one. There's nothing wrong. You deal with Manchin. You say, Manchin, my man Joe, here's what we're going to do. We respect the fact that you don't want a blanket reversal of the filibuster, the elimination. But you can do it on a case-by-case basis. And the Voting Rights Bill does not have sufficient financial impact to qualify under budget reconciliation, the way we did the COVID relief and all that, and infrastructure. So what about it? He proposed it. Kyrsten Sinema would go along with it. The Southern states complained. You'd say, look, we're applying this to California and Massachusetts and New York and Illinois and Wisconsin and New Jersey. So you don't have to hang your head in shame anymore. You do not have to hang your head in shame. And they'll say, well, it doesn't affect gerrymandering, and that's true, but at some point, you can't gerrymander a whole state. You can gerrymander districts by packing and cracking and moving things around, but at some point, we have to elect more governors and more senators who are Democrats in these states, and eventually that'll take care of itself, in my view. However, getting rid of Georgia, Texas, Florida, these kinds of really, really bad voting suppression bills, Manchin is ready to do it. And what he suggested is more far-reaching and radical than anybody behind SB1 and HR1 and all that has dared to propose. It's just absolutely terrific. Restore the original Voting Rights Act. Instead of having it go to 9 or 10 states, go to 50 states. Nobody's nose is out of joint. Nobody knows is out of joint. But as a practical matter, what it'll do is it'll clean up 90% of the garbage here. And the thing it won't clean up is something like, for instance, it won't clean up gerrymandering. It also won't clean up one of the fundamental disparities in American democracy, is the fact the Senate is not representative of the vote. Wyoming gets two Senate seats, therefore two Electoral College votes for those Senate seats. So does California. Wyoming has 700,000 people. California is almost 40 million. It doesn't take that into account. So we are in effect being ruled. Whenever you see a Republican majority in the Senate, or whenever you see a Republican elected president, what you're seeing is somebody who is ruling contrary to what the voters want. They may vote overwhelmingly Democratic around the country, but unless there is some adjustment in numbers of senators, in other words, Wyoming gets one and California gets three, that kind of thing, you are going to have disparities in the Electoral College for president and also in the Senate. And that's separate and can't be hit by this bill. One other interesting development, you may not remember Reed Ribble. Reed Ribble was a congressman from the Green Bay area for several terms, a moderate. He has just announced he retired. Gallagher took his place. Reed Ribble just announced that he might very well join the breakaway faction in the Republican Party, the several hundred people who are threatening to start a new party if they don't get rid of the cult of Trump. I don't know him well. I haven't met him, but I don't know of him even very well. But I think that's something that took integrity. You contrast that with the guy that replaced him, Gallagher. He put out a statement after Liz Cheney was tossed out and leadership. He said it had to be done because we have to stop, quote, the radical progressive agenda of Nancy Pelosi. All this Trump stuff. What he's trying to do is pander to the base, to a rabble, pander to a cult, that so that Ron Johnson doesn't run again. Gallagher's going to run, and he can say, hey, I'm not a moderate. I want to stop the radical progressive agenda, Nancy Pelosi, and I got rid of Liz Cheney. I voted for it. He's boasting about that. His predecessor, Reed Ribble, said he'll leave the party and he'll join the people, start a new one if they don't get rid of the cult of Trump. Very interesting developments up in the Green Bay area. I think tell Ribble, you if you see him, which is unlikely, you appreciate his statesmanship. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.